What's happening, family? This is another episode of Let Us Tell It. I don't even know if you got me.
My mic broke, man. You see how I keep moving? So I'm trying to fix it, and he ready to get started. So that's what we're working with today.
Hey,
that's what he's laughing about.
Anyway, welcome back to another episode of Let Us Tell It.
It ain't funny.
Yeah, it is. I'm one of your hosts, Marcus Tanksley, a.k.a. Tank, and the other host is...
Goose, man. How y'all doing?
Always working on something and building something and fixing something.
Yeah, man.
Anyway, if it's your first time tuning in, it's a weekly podcast that we do every single week, and we talk about the topics of manhood, fatherhood, brotherhood, sonhood,
Unclehood,
everything, yeah. Man, and we debunk some of these myths. And we just letting y'all hear it from our perspective and our point of view. That's why we call it Let Us Tell It, from the perspective of a man, a black man, a husband, a father, a brother, whoever may be going through this. We are all of those things. We uncles, husbands, brothers, sons, all of that. Anyway, thank y'all for tuning in. Thank y'all for coming back. Before you even get started, go ahead and like and subscribe. And after you watch it, share it. So this week we're gonna be kicking this episode off. You got anything you want to add to the beginning?
Nah. Yeah. You say, hey, you said streamline it. Hell right. On the head.
Cool. I just wanted to make sure.
Yep.
This week we starting it off with a topic called upgrade and improve. And this is something that we could improve on of whatever one of those titles that we have, whether it's an uncle, brother, husband. Mine is as far as a husband. I think you have an improvement as far as a father this week, right?
Yep.
All right, you want to take yours?
Yeah. So with me, I improved on taking the initiative to do my daughter's hair. All right.
That's man shit right there.
Oh, man. There's,
you nitty gritty.
Getting them hands dirty with the grease, with the water spray, the sprayer to get the hair right, to get that baby hair
moisturized. Right. Oh, you got to do the wavy baby hair on the side. Yeah,
can't send it to school and it ain't, you know.
Yeah, you got to have it on point.
Yeah. So what had me? Well, I've always asked my wife to teach me how to braid the baby's hair because I want to learn how to do that. Right. But
can you plait?
I can't do.
Straight three is. I found out I said it wrong. So I think the twist is with two. I thought plait was with three, but apparently some people say the braiding is with three strands. But I thought braiding was like when it's close to the scalp.
I think it's all braiding. It's just different types of braiding.
Okay, my bad. I didn't mean to interrupt.
I think those would be like cornrows.
Ah, so it's just a different kind of braid.
Yeah.
So I can braid. Okay.
I think so. Yeah. But anyway, I didn't take the initiative to really learn it, but then after doing this podcast and seeing that my wife every morning has to do my baby's hair, if she didn't do it the night before, like braids or something that could hold together, took the initiative to learn how to do a ponytail, the two little pigtails at the end. Oh yeah. So 7 a.m. baby got up, about to go to school, she ran to the back to wake up her mom, and I'm like, hold up, your boy got this.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? Hook them two ponytails up there, them little pigtails. Well, it wasn't pigtails. It was just little puffs or whatever. But, yeah, felt good about it. And she didn't have to wake up her mama because she'd be up all night with the baby.
Yeah.
So I did my thing. I improved that way.
Hey.
Felt good.
Because all our sons all had long hair, like up, you know, we didn't cut any of their hair before the age of two. So Marcus, all of them had plaits and braids at some point. Even I did as a kid. I remember like barrettes hitting me in my face because my hair apparently grew really fast as a baby to where everybody thought I was a girl because they would have to plait my hair and like, my sister barrettes, all that, they had to go in the hole just to keep it neat.
Dang.
And then, lo and behold, I have four sons, and all of them went through that phase at one point. So I don't know how to do it like, you know, the women do it, but I know how to do the part down the middle, and then I, you know, braid it on both sides. You know, get, I guess they call it, I don't know what they call it, but the two braids on both sides. and just come down. I can do that all day. I'm like, line them up. I can braid hair. I can do everybody's hair. Like, you know, little cute little kid things that got on both sides?
Yeah.
The little horns that come
can
down
the hair. Can you do it evenly, though?
Yeah.
Because with the puffs, man, one puff was like on this side of her head. The others, I was like, God.
Well, you got the part, and then, you know, you got the rubber band at one side while you're doing the other side to make sure it's even.
Okay. I got some learning to do.
Y'all hear this, man? This is man conversation right here. Now, my upgrade and improve, which I have gotten better, but I need to continue to do better, and I need to do better, period, is speaking my wife's love language.
Uh-huh.
She likes words of affirmation and compliments and stuff.
Really?
Yeah. Me, from me anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Me being a man of few words, a lot of times I will forget. Like, I'll thank it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when she, you know, dresses up, you know. I will thank it. Oh, she looked nice, but I'd be forgetting to verbally say it out loud. And then I know I'd missed it because she'd be like, you think I look like? I'm like, oh yeah, you look real nice. Like, I always, I'm like, I need to catch her before she asks me.
Yeah.
As soon as I thank it, remember to say it.
Yeah.
Don't just thank it.
Yeah.
Or whatever. Cause that's what I do most of the time. Like, I, like, granted, y'all see me on three different podcasts right now. I'm a man of few words. I don't do a lot of talking. I'm a very quiet person, so a lot of stuff I'll be thinking, I just don't say it.
I can, because you're married. Well, how I would think about it. Well, you married me, you had my kids. We done did all the honeymoon phase. So
yeah.
You know, I think you look good.
Yeah.
I don't have to say it to you.
Yeah.
You know, that's what we be thinking.
Right. That's exactly how we be thinking. We think it's obvious that I find you attractive, but what I also need to consider is the work that they, you know, these women be putting into getting ready. You know, they after the shower, they got to the whole routine of the hair and the nails and the
lashes.
Blended makeup and lashes and all that crap and throwing the outfit together to match the makeup and and seeing all that happen and me ignoring it, walking past. At least it's like,
are you ready? All right, let's go get in the car.
It's like us building something onto the house or, you know, putting up a whole thing. It take us, you know, 2-3 days. And it's like, you know, I know you talented. You ain't say you like this. Look at all this work I did. And then they not say
nothing. The whole house.
Yeah, and then we over it when our feelings hurt. You're like, oh, you couldn't say nothing about all this work I did.
Yeah. That's a good example.
So, that's, and that's just like her, like mine is my love language. I like to give gifts. That's my way of showing love. So I like to give gifts or whatever. That's just how I do things. But her, she would take, depending on what the gift is, she would take a compliment over the gift.
That's cool.
Yeah, she just a wordy person. Y'all know Angel like to talk.
I need to tell my wife that more often too, though.
Yeah, I think a lot. I ain't going to say a lot of men, but the men I know, they could definitely do better.
Yeah. I think all women would
Where there is no cap. There's no amount. They can't hear it too much.
Yeah, they can't.
You know what I'm saying? You ain't going to be able to tell your wife she's beautiful enough. You can say it 10 times a day.
Yeah.
And it's like that 11th time, it's like, but you didn't see me walking up the steps and compliment me.
Because now, hanging with Mel and Melissa, Danny, Angel, and all them, their nails, right?
Uh-huh.
For some, now, just seeing how excited
you be seeing the nails?
I see the nails.
I notice the nails too.
I grab my hand before she even said, like, you got your nails done today. Okay.
Angel's always kept her nails done, but like for some reason her nail game is stepped up. I don't know if it's stepped up or I notice it more now, but I'm just like, oh, you got them done? What you got done there? It's like somebody has some nails, their fingernails look like, it almost looked like a metallic silk or something. It was like the neatest thing. I'm like, I like to paint a car that color.
I'd be on the mat, whatever matte colors they give me. Like, oh, you got the mat right there. They be like, man, it's
yeah.
I'd be like,
yeah, that's all right there. That matte red be clean.
Oh, man. But yeah, they appreciate that.
Yeah. I know you didn't, none of y'all see this conversation going here.
Nah, I didn't even think. Like, man, we on nails and.
Nah, but like on that same, actually, so the main topic we're going to talk about today, where is it at? Nicole Stoddard? Stoddard? S-T-O-D-A-R-T? Yeah,
Stoddard.
Nicole Stoddard. liked your question. We're going to be talking about this today. The first part of this question is, do men worry about their physical appearance changing and how that may affect their partner's attraction to them? I think more times than not, men, I will say, me personally, from the guys that I know and talk to and are around, they do take into consideration their physical appearance, like as they get older, weight gain and all that, and how they're, I don't know if it's particularly of like, oh, my wife ain't gonna think I'm gonna look good, but men want to look good for their women.
It bothers me.
Yeah, like contrary to what may be popular belief, because a lot of times you'll see like a dude just out of shape completely, ready to talk about, I need a baddie, my wife need to look like this, but it's like, you don't look like nothing. That's because he ain't had no woman tell him that he don't look like nothing, probably. But the men that I know is just like, regardless of how they shape or if they work out or got time or whatever they're going through, and me, I definitely care about my physical appearance and how my wife finds me. I try to keep that in order, so to speak.
Yeah, I definitely care about my physical appearance, and I care about my wife. If she, well, yes, I do care. She's never said anything like, oh, I wouldn't ever, oh, you getting fat, or she's disgusted by out of shape person. She's never even mentioned that. Mm-hmm. But for me, if I look in the mirror, I'm like, ooh, what's going on? I feel like she, obviously she sees it if I see it. And I want to look good naked having sex.
Simple as that. Simple as clothes that. On, don't need, too much matter, but naked having sex, everything needs to be in the proper place.
I need to bring it back, though. I done got out of shape a little bit, but
man,
I'm going to work on it.
You preach to the choir right now.
I'm going to work on it. Plus, men really don't, well, some don't look at their physical appearance as a problem because, I mean, there's nothing changes after they get out of shape. You know, their girlfriends or wives still do everything with them that they were doing when they were in shape. So some men don't really care about it. But as for me, I do.
We probably need to have somebody on here, like a woman, because like, I don't know if women are as visual creatures that men are. Like maybe right off, like when a woman, like she gonna say, oh, he's attractive, but you know, an attractive woman can emotionally fall for a guy that's traditionally unattractive by his personality.
All the time.
You know what I'm saying? And it could, I mean, don't get me wrong, I think it could happen both ways, but more times than not, you'll see a woman with a dude and it's like, how did he get her?
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? And it's more common than to see the woman is like, oh, how did she pull him? It's like, so I think definitely men tend to be more visual creatures.
Yeah.
Like Angel, she tells me all the time, I think it's called body dysmorphia.
Mm.
Like, it's like you see yourself one way when you're actually another. Because I feel like I'm out of shape right now. But like when Angel was pregnant with little Marcus, that's the biggest I've ever been. I got up till I was like 250, 260. I was working out at the time, so I was already thick before. Like, I was like in good shape before she got pregnant. Then she got pregnant. I gained all the weight she did with her. And I mean, I was heavy. Like, I remember stepping on elevators and feeling it bounce. Like, I mean, people was commenting like, who's a couple of her homegirls.
Yeah.
Try to throw that little joke out. Dang, which one of y'all is pregnant? I was like, I was gonna ask you the same thing. Now I'm wrong. You ain't have to say. You didn't have to say that. No, but it's hitting home when I talk about you. Yeah. My wife's pregnant. What's your excuse for your pop belly? Like my son said, equal rights, equal fights.
Dangerous territory.
But now, just losing. Then I was just like, you know, it got to the point I wouldn't walk around in my drawers that much no more. Cause it was like, I got to get, you know, this ain't feeling right. And then it was one point in time where I got, this is probably, let me see. So the year 2018 going into 19, I was stressed out, extremely stressed out, depressed, lost a bunch of weight. Again, chest looking all deflated, you know, titties over here looking saggy and stuff. And again, once again, I'm just like, I'm not liking the way I look, but she, Angel, I love every size you've been. I love when we first started dating, I was a little string bean. She loved my shape. I got big. She loved how heavy I was and big. I got skinny. She loved how my face looked, my body. And it was like, I tell all the time, you just delusional. You don't.
Yeah, we should get a single lady here that ain't caring about nobody's feelings.
Yeah.
And be like hell
first
no,
of all, man, don't get me wrong. I do know some women that's just like, no, they need a dude to look like physical appearance to look a certain way. I mean, we ain't talking about looks, but like the body shape to look a certain way. He got to work out, got to be. We know dudes like that. Mm-hmm. The old, what? No, ain't no excuse for this, this, and that. But y'all ain't living the same lives that other people are living. But yeah, Angel, she has never cared. Like she's always thought, regardless of, even right now, she said, no, you have body dysmorphia. Because we was at, who were we at? We was in Hawaii for a wedding. And this dude, white dude walked by. And I said, see? No, it's a black dude. I said, that's my body right there, and I'm not happy with it. She was like, you think that's what you look? I'm like, that's exactly what I look like. But then I have to remind her, this is the same woman that didn't want me to shave my head off because I said my these corners right here is leaving me. And she seen a picture recently. She was like, what is going on with your hairline? I said, Heifer, that's what I was telling you back then.
Yeah.
I said, this is why I can't trust you, because you don't be seeing the few. I said, you blinded by love, and that's stupid.
Yeah. Oh, Mel, with my hairline going back, she was like, cut that off now. Now.
Hurry up. Here, I do it.
Bye. I held on, but she was like, you look stupid. You need to cut it off. I'm like,
nah, Angel, she was mad. I would cut my hair shorter and shorter. You know, keep my line up and everything going. I kept going shorter. Finally, one day, first time I did it with my trimmers. And I just, you know, trimmers cut close anyway. I just cut it as close. I was in the shower. She didn't even see me yet. And she was in the, she walked in the bathroom. She said, you shaved your hair off.
I did mine and I was so relieved. I was like, dang. You look all right, though, boy.
Yeah, I was shocked too, because, you know, I got a long head. I was shocked.
A big head.
I shaved it. I said, this ain't bad at all. I
fellas, if you're losing your corners, man, go just let it go.
Yeah.
Just let it go.
Yeah, people be DMing you and tagging you on these dudes with the bald spots and they putting these wigs and hair pieces on them. Look, that ain't us, man.
Might do a hair piece just because I just want to see how I look with it. But, you know what I'm saying? My hairline used to be down here, y'all.
That's what you said. Grand hairline was touching his eyebrows.
I just want to see how I feel again, you know.
Man, I was waved up, boy.
Around here feeling good.
I have strong, stern hairline with waves, boy. I'm trying to tell you. And them corners. Just a little bit. It was a little bit of a comb over for a couple years.
My junk was back. Batman, that cul-de-sac, my junk was back there.
But yeah, so I definitely think, and you know, men, it was a song. I don't want to bring up that song because one of the artists is a pedophile. But that's the only reason. The only reason dudes try to be fly, the only reason dudes go to the barbershop, the only reason dudes try to have the best and look the best and act the best because they do that for women.
Yeah, so
they ain't doing it to impress dudes.
That's the answer, to be honest with you. If a guy will adjust his appearance based on his wife's opinion, really, if she says your chest is small, he would probably go try to get a bigger chest. Hey, your stomach is flabby, he would probably try to work out on his stomach. Whatever to please his old lady. And then you just have the other guys that are just naturally, I like to look fit. And then you have guys, I'm good with my dad bod or the chubby style. And some women love, I know women that love
wives,
chubby guys.
Love.
Yeah.
When they man get their dad bod for some reason.
So, so it's whatever floats your boat. But usually if you're married, this young lady, if you're married and you tell your husband, hey, work on this, I'm quite sure he will.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he'll work on it. But for me, I like how I look in clothes when I'm fit. It looks better, fits better.
You have more confidence in how you look.
Yeah. You got more confidence how you look. Yeah.
Yeah, I like my homegirls. I know so many of them will talk about their husbands and my homeboys, their wives. Like, as soon as they pick up a little weight, for some reason, I don't know what it is, wives love when their man for something like ain't in shape.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is. It's like, oh, his belly. So I love his belly so much. It's so cute. He like, hey, man, back up. I tell you, when you talked about back when I first started working out, this is when I first moved to California, working out consistently.
Mm-hmm.
Me and Angel, we got our gym membership or whatever. And I remember, like, after the first week, I was like, oh, yeah, I'm going to the gym. I just, you know, just doing my thing. I was like, what you think of my body? My body cool? She was like, yeah, man, your body looks good. I mean, your arms could be a little bigger. But that, when I tell you, that sent me, I went monster for like six. That's when I picked up. When I went back home, like, I was going to visit at that point, like, every few months.
Yeah.
And after she made that comment, I don't think I went back home. Actually, it was somebody's wedding. I think one of her friend's wedding. We went back home, too. And I went home, and everybody was like, what happened to you? Like, I was enormous compared to when I moved away. Because that's all it took. Arms would be bigger. I'm talking about tries, biceps, forearm, shoulder, thick neck, chest over here popping through my suit. Like, because we went to this wedding. I mean, legs, massive. Actually, legs never did get massive. My legs always are proportionate to my body. They don't never get, you know how if you do, like, chest too much, your chest get big, you do a bunch of curls, your arms get big. My squat routine, I was doing 15 sets.
15 sets?
I would start off with a warm-up.
Uh-huh.
Would be a plate. I would do one plate, two plate. I do three sets of three plates. I do two sets of three and a quarter, two sets of 3, 35, four plates, put a 25 on, do that, and then I would do pyramids. I would do all that weight, take one off, do another, take it off, do another. 15 sets.
Mm.
All of that. Legs got powerful because I was going up that high. Mm. Never grew big. Only thing that happened is I had my quads were defined as hell, but they never got big like it's the height. Like, you know, just like it takes long muscle a long time to, I guess, get bigger versus short muscle.
I have no clue. I couldn't even.
My cousin broke it down. He does like bodybuilding for a living. Okay. And he was just like, yeah, he said, you pick up a stick and you pick up a long stick and break it and then it's going to be harder to break again if it's half that size. He said, so you doing squats, you doing even bench press. He said, your arms is traveling further than a lot of other people's. Mm. He said, you doing squats. He's the one that told me. They always say ass to grass, like you go all. He said, you don't go all the way down. You too tall for that. He said, go down halfway to setting position and go back up. He said, shorter. Like I told him one of the dudes I was working out with. This dude was real short, but like the dude was thick. He was like old. We called him old fire hydrant.
Okay,
just like stocky. And like somebody like him, he can go set on the ground and come back up. He said he's traveling a much shorter distance.
Whatever.
So that's what I chalked it up to. But everything else was, it wasn't like my legs was looking skinny on top of it. It was just proportionate to the rest of my body. So it never looked bigger. All it took was her to say, your arms could be a little bigger.
Could be a little bigger. Not,
could be.
Yeah.
They don't need to be. Yeah. I mean, your arms be. Everything.
Yeah.
I'm talking about my butt. My butt got big though. Doing them squats.
Boy, thick that
I was
boy.
Over at a dunk.
That boy, thick.
Nah, so it's and with that, like you said, it's like different strokes with different folks. Some people like one thing, some people like another.
Mm-hmm.
But I definitely think I don't know a guy that wouldn't be bothered by his wife, like you said, saying something like, oh, babe, you could lose a little bit of weight. Yeah. This boy would turn into Michael Phelps swimming. He would turn into Usain Bolt running. He would do everything he could. He would be on salads for probably 5-6 weeks.
Yep.
Just to reverse that compliment.
Men care about what they women think about them.
Yeah.
And I want to turn my wife on. I want her to see me and be like, damn, this fool is fine. Mm-hmm. That's how I would want her to see. She probably don't even – probably don't even think that way right now.
Yeah, she do. Because they both jealous.
Oh, my goodness.
Nah,
woo, that's a whole nother subject.
Nah, but like you, it's like I like, I'm willing to wear more things that Angel wants to see me in when I'm in the shape that I want to be, because I like how my body looks better when I'm in the shape I want to be in. Like, we've been busy. I ain't been able to work out the way I wanted to. So, yeah, right now I'm not in a place to where I'm confident. And like, she's like, oh, let's go swimming. I don't know if I'm going to be out there with my shirt off, babe. Yeah. I think I just sat poolside with my shirt on and my hat. You know, I don't want no sunburn. I guess she's looking at me like I'm stupid.
That's why most of the time you go to black people's pool parties, men ain't in the pool because they ain't where they want to be physically.
Yeah, they don't care nothing about that chlorine in that water.
Yeah. If every one of them guys, black guys, if every one of the guys had a 6-pack, 8-pack, I mean, chiseled up, everybody would be in the pool. And guess who you always see in the pool? You always see those guys that can do the backflips, that look good. And then you got that one.
Old Bowflex commercial dude.
That's what I'm saying. Then you got that one big boy that always get in, but he probably got the shirt on. You know what I'm saying? Why are you wearing the shirt?
When I was in Hawaii, I seen that for the first time in a long time. I don't want to see no grown man with no shirt on.
Men care about that.
Overall heavy. With this heavy shirt on.
Look at him. Can see right through that once he get in the water.
Yeah, he over a wet t-shirt contest. That's something I ain't never done. I ain't never worn those.
Funniest part though, you got this big shirt on. Now your chest, it looks like
yeah,
chest.
You over
with your breasts.
Look like you came in second place.
Is out.
This definitely. Let me make sure.
Men care about that.
Yeah, men definitely worry about their physical appearance especially when it comes to their partner. Most men do. Some men don't care, and the only reason they don't care is because their women don't care.
Yep.
Which is perfectly fine if it works for them. Mm-hmm. But it could be a situation like, you know, me and Greg, it's like we care probably a lot more than what our wives do, but the reason they don't have to care is because we do care.
Yep.
If it got out of control, they might start caring a little more.
We both sitting up here with coolers on our stomach.
Hey, you had me one of them beers over here. Yeah.
Get in my belly.
Get in my belly. All right, so Nicole, we're going to go to your next question. She said, why do men tend not to forgive women if she cheats, but want a woman to forgive them when they cheat? Oh, I thought you said, but women to forgive them when they cheat, but want a woman to forgive them. I'm going to change your question, because who doesn't want to be forgiven if they done something wrong? But I'm going to change it to where I thought it said when I read it the first time, but a lot of times women will forgive a man before a man will forgive a woman.
Yep.
Because that wasn't your question, but that's what we're going to make, because I think it's a better topic.
We can change it.
I will say, women live this, what is it called? They think with their heart, men think with their minds. So move, like, what's logical. So a man can cheat.
Men think with that thing. With that.
They do. They think with that thing. A man will have sex, and when sex is just sex.
True.
That's as simple as that. When sex is just sex, it's just sex and nothing more. He don't even have time. If he's going to go that route, if he's that type of dude, he don't even have to know the lady's name.
Nope.
So
go ahead.
No, go.
Oh, so if you're a side chick, that's what you is. Y'all having sex, he does not give a flip about you.
Right.
That, like, literally, his old lady can walk in. He full-fledged in you. He will stop. She's nobody, baby. I'm coming home with you. There's no emotion.
Right. Absolutely none
there's
at
no
all.
There's no emotion.
That's like, you know, I think there's a... I would even go as far to say there's probably more, because it seems to be catered toward men. Like, there's more men that will, you know, watch porn or something.
Oh, yeah.
Just to watch porn. Yeah. Like, he ain't even doing it to masturbate or nothing. He just watching porn. It's just like, and he ain't got none of that on his mind when he's with his lady. He's like, that's what it is. However, with women, a lot of times, you know, women think with their heart. For her to cheat on her man, she's done put her heart and emotion into it.
Well, men think when women have sex with another man, it's because of there's an emotional tie. So you're having sex with this guy because you really like him. Mm-hmm. That's what we're thinking. Yeah. Now, if that's the truth, that's what we think. So that's the truth for us. You can comment and say that's not true. Let us know. But from
let us know.
Yeah. From my understanding, if a lady steps outside of her relationship, it's because she genuinely likes the other guy. Like, literally, has feelings for this man. Mm-hmm. And men can't handle that. We can't. Dang, you chose to have sex with this guy. Half the time, I have to force you to have sex with me. I have to, hey, baby, you ready for it tonight? This, then, and you, no, I don't feel like, blah, blah. And then you literally volunteered.
You went and chased after this dude.
Yeah, you initiated.
You let him
it.
Chase you down, and you seen you over having the time. And that's what would go through a man's mind. It's just like all the things that he didn't know she could do. Now he's imagining her do it. All the porn he been watching, that's her now.
Yep. And the question that's gonna just knock him off the ledge, just jump, make him jump off the bridge. You gave him head, huh? You got that dry. Hey, let you cheat on a man, you give another man head. That's worse than sex.
Yeah, I was going to say, you want to get back at your man.
That's worse
than
sex.
Go down on another man.
Oh, my goodness.
You don't matter what you do. You can have a man's baby. But did you give him head?
Yep. Y'all had a foursome, fivesome. You sucked in it. Oh, did you?
And you could be like, no. All right, I guess you.
Yeah. Come on in. Come on back.
Be all right. We all make mistakes.
That's a bad feeling. But, yes, women do usually forgive men because women, you believe, she ain't nothing but a fling. She ain't nothing but a nut. Which is true.
Yeah, that's actually
true. That's exactly what it is. There's nothing that girl, I mean, it's kind of harsh. That girl can go on home. God can call her home. And the dude would be like, all right.
Yeah, you hear Tisha gone?
Yeah.
So your little girlfriend gone. You going to the funeral? Nah, I ain't going to the funeral.
But she was a good time. She was showing up a good time.
He ain't going to say it to her.
Nah.
Men
can't handle their ladies dealing with another man, and that's because of the emotional tie that we think you're having with that person.
Yeah, and it probably could be. This is just from my understanding. Y'all let us know if it's any different. Women lead with their hearts.
Yep.
So a lot of times, ladies, the ones that've cheated, let us know. No.
Come on.
It's like, no,
keep it transparent.
Let me think. The women that I know that have ended up cheating if things went sideways, they would have left their man for the dude they cheated with.
Oh, true. I can believe it.
It would be like an actual, is like an emotional connection,
mm-hmm,
to where the dude would tell a woman straight up, I ain't leaving my wife for you.
Yep.
This is what this is.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
That's true.
Then on top of that, like a lot of times, you know, like you see it all the time, you know, women will forgive men for cheating, and a lot of times the men won't. He can't get over it, can't get past it. Not to say all women do too, but more times than not, you will see a woman, you know, forgive a man for, you know, stepping out. And that's one of those things where emotionally women are stronger than men. Men can't handle that. His ego can't take it.
Nah.
Even if it ain't ego, say you shouldn't have an ego, but he's too fragile for that. He can't handle that.
Yeah. And men are, man, if you go, a man goes to work, right, and if he's paying, if he's the breadwinner, You know what I'm saying? So he's paying everything. He's paying everything. All the burden is on his back, right? And you do that, that's like, and he's resisting other women at the same time. Uh-huh. It's a heavy blow, man. I can't, you sleeping next to me too every night, and then you, yeah, man. Dudes take it to heart,
man.
Heart. I mean, you ain't about to. Woo.
I've seen situations where this relationship, you know, boyfriend and girlfriend, he has stepped out a couple of times. They decided to stay together, right?
Mm.
So then the girl, she ended up going to visit. I think she went to go visit some family, like somewhere where they often go, like they familiar with the stage. She's like, I'm just gonna get away for a little while. She ends up meeting up this dude she used to talk to. Story goes, I don't know if anything happened or not, I don't know what she told the dude, but he lost his mind.
Yeah.
And I'm like, literally the same situation. The thought of her just talking to a dude that she used to talk to, or going out to dinner with a dude, or just speaking or having a conversation, you can't handle that. But the reason y'all in this predicament is because you've been stepping out.
Yeah.
And you can't handle it?
Mm-mm.
What, like, can't. But that's like, that's how it be going. It's like, don't know how to deal with it. Don't even have the mental capacity to even like ingest something like that. Yeah. It's like, what? Yeah. Like, yeah.
That's where you guys need to start. If you can't, what is it? If you can't dish it, don't. What if?
If you can't dish it, don't throw it. Or if you can't, if you can't handle it, don't do it.
Yeah.
Do unto others.
Do unto others as you wish. Yeah.
Don't throw the rock if you can't take
a hit. Yeah. So, and obviously, some guys are going to get cheated on just because, if you're a good guy.
Yeah, it ain't got nothing to do with it. That's all her. Same with women. And you ain't got nothing to do with you. That's just him.
That's what I'm saying. If somebody cheats on you, it has nothing. You can't control that. That's who they are. And that's what they're going to eventually do anyway. You know what I'm saying? But guys and girls, you can't go out here cheating on your spouse, girlfriend or whatever, and then expect them not to want to get some get back. You know what I'm saying? Right. That's you done opened the door now. So
that's what I never understood.
What's that? Get
with
back?
With the dudes that go out here and that woman forgive them. It's just like, I'm petty enough to say I forgave you just to get just to get 3-4 under my belt and let you know.
That's the
like, hey, by the way, here's a list and pictures and two videos of the fun I've had over the past couple months.
And still the guy wouldn't get over it.
Nah. Yeah. I'll still be crushed.
Yeah, he still be crushed.
You can't believe you did that.
Man.
Well, you done made 3 videos. It's like, but I still can't get over it.
Men think they picture this guy doing whatever he does to you in y'all private moments. This guy's doing it, and it's running over and over.
Yeah, he can't have an intimate moment no more.
Your face in the pillow, he on top. I'd be surprised if he even get up anymore after that. I couldn't even. Man, that's tough. So
yeah, because that ain't even like past. That's like no current. Like
I couldn't handle it. And you've always see most of the time you see the men going too far and going taking people's lives because they get cheated on. Usually women bust a car window, key up a car, and they go on
burn some clothes, whatever.
They go about their day. But men,
somebody got to die.
Yep. Yeah, everybody got to go.
And that's, they straight up just white boy it up.
Yeah.
Everybody got to die.
And that's the screwed up part, because usually the men are cheating too, man.
Yeah.
So, man, straighten up, man. Don't take it. Don't, hey, it is what it is. All these women out here, goodness gracious. I can't. You know what? I ain't even gonna say. I love my wife. She loves me.
Mm-hmm.
She won't cheat on me ever. Ever. You hear that?
Hey, I feel you. Yeah. I told you my plan.
I'ma do it. Yeah. So me and Marcus went out of town, though. We went to Brazil, right? On this cruise.
Yeah. Yeah. Cruise is too isolated. I need to be amongst everybody in Brazil.
So
they don't tell her what I come back with.
Yeah. And it's just that men can't handle it, and there's no fix.
Right.
You just, if you cheat on your husband or your boyfriend, be prepared for the consequences. That's because you don't know.
Yeah.
You know.
And we talk in general. It's like I I've seen a couple instances where dudes done stepped out, and you know the girlfriends or whoever done that. This is what I've seen. The dudes will step out, go out, do their thing. Even if they ain't caught, they get so suspicious of their women.
Yep.
She can't go out with her homegirls.
Mm-hmm.
She can't take the trash out at night. She can't get a random text in the middle of the night without him being suspicious of, well, who is that? What'd you do? It's like, no, now you putting your actions on her.
Yeah.
You said, what's it called? Projecting.
Yep.
You projecting what you've been doing on me, on her.
Yeah.
And that's the thing is like, cause again, he can't take it.
Yeah.
Men can't take it.
Men can't take it. Obviously some men can, everybody's different, but yeah. Most men won't be able to just handle that you situation. Know, like
yeah.
That.
They won't be able to go through the forgiveness process and then forgive. Even if they forgive, they ain't going to forget and it's going to affect them.
Nope.
But the original question Nicole said, she was like, why do men tend not to forgive women if she cheats, but want a woman to forgive them when they cheat? That's just ass backwards. If it's like
the men want you to forgive them because there was no tie.
Yeah, that's what it is.
To the person.
And as wrong, as stupid as it is, a man would be like, that had nothing to do with you. She was nothing. She was nobody.
Yeah.
No excuse. But that's his thought process, and he thinks that's okay.
Yeah.
However, at the same time, somebody like that is not understanding respect and trust.
True.
Because the last thing you want to do is have to rebuild trust in a relationship.
Man.
Last thing you want to have to do is rebuild respect or get your woman to understand that you respect her.
Mm-hmm.
He ain't going to understand that as he's doing it, but if he's going to stoop low enough to do something like that.
I don't know many couples that are still together and the spouses don't bring that infidelity up.
Oh yeah,
in arguments.
How do you not?
Yeah, you're gonna bring that up because, man, I bring up situations when my wife ate some food in the bed and there were crumbs in the bed. I bring that up.
Man, don't. Mm-mm. That's pet peeve of mine. I get mad right now from thinking back when Angel did that crap.
But that's what I'm saying.
Getting the bed and some crumb.
We got crumbs.
You
in
see
the
that
bed.
Trigger that just
he there, he was like Goose, don't say it. Don't mention
don't
it.
Talk about Amar. No, you the adult here.
But that's what we're
you didn't talking, eat no crackers with it.
We talking about crumbs. I know you mentioning this man going. Or this woman going to cheat on you, you're going to bring it back up no matter how many times you say you over it. So
yeah.
That's a tough situation, especially for a dude. But men feel like you should forgive them because it's just a physical. You hear this all the time. Oh, it was just some head. Or
she was nothing.
Yeah,
it was nothing.
It was just one night. Man, we was on vacation. Oh man, like, you and me were mad at each other. You told me to leave the house, so I left. Got me some butt on the way.
None of this, he's saying this, none of it sounds like good excuses. We just saying that's the stupid stuff.
That's what's going to be said.
But outside of, and I, I'm saying this, and I don't even 100% know for sure, but like the older generations, like my parents' age, that generation, I know, I got uncles. They got 4 or 5 kids all around the same age with different women. They still married. However, I don't know of anybody, a generation above ours or below ours, who there's been infidelity in the relationship and there was not some type of tension or negatively impacting the relationship till this day.
Yeah.
Where they fully gotten over it.
Yeah.
I don't know of any like this, not this happily functioning relationships that has gotten fully past something like it.
Yeah. Cause
maybe early on, you know, dating, if something happened, they, whatever. But like in marriage, even I know long time, which I guess legally in some states they would be considered married, but long time girlfriend, boyfriend, even they don't get past stuff like that for real.
Yeah.
Other than using the excuse of we ain't married.
Yeah. I would tell women, whatever floats your boat. But nowadays, women are as capable, more capable of making money and taking care of themselves than men now.
Yeah.
So back in when our parents, women probably forgave the men because he paying all the bills. Mm-hmm. I can't either get a job or I can't get promoted as fast as him.
Oh, I done had these kids. Oh, I'm
stuck now.
It was locked in.
Yeah. So nowadays, there's so many opportunities for everybody to do whatever they want to do.
It's the age of independence.
Yeah. I wouldn't, you know, forgive the man if you want to forgive him, you know, whatever it is. Speaking for my daughters, if they ever come to me by the time they get of that age, I tell them to leave the dude straight like that, especially if he say some old, you know, we were on a break and that's why I went and got this girl pregnant. I'm sorry, but that's my baby and now you gonna have to take care of man, you too young, you got too much time on your hands to be dealing with a issue that somebody generated
right
on their own. You had nothing to do with it.
So, nah, not at all.
Yeah.
Actually, on that same, before we end, because we was listening to it about Lori Harvey.
Oh, my goodness.
And Michael B. Jordan, and I think it being Lori Harvey's decision.
Yeah.
Is that, I don't know the whole aspect, but I remember you were showing me.
Yeah. So Michael B. Jordan wanted to take it to another level. Hey, I want to get married. Blase, you know, do this family thing.
Uh-huh.
And she was like, nah, I'm good.
Right. So, which is, in my opinion, which is perfectly fine, but Goose was showing me a podcast where these dudes was basically saying that she made the biggest mistake of her life.
Yep.
I'm like, that is the most, that's the biggest BS. Like, I wish I was in the room when I heard that being said.
Yeah, man.
Because I'm like, you got Lori Harvey, who ain't even Steve Harvey's daughter. That's his stepdaughter.
Mm-hmm.
She's already at the top of her game.
Yep.
Already a wealthy young lady.
Mm-hmm.
And what is she, 25?
She young. Yeah.
She young?
Mm-hmm.
Why would that be a mistake of hers? Because she ain't settling down with Michael B. Jordan.
Yeah.
Now, this dude's successful.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Attractive. Yeah, I'm assuming he's extremely attractive.
I think I look better. Huh? Yeah. I think I look better than him.
Yeah, I think I don't know. Honestly, I have a hard time judging. But women say he's attractive. I'm saying, all right, he's attractive. He's gorgeous, whatever he might be.
Goose out.
Yeah, he's a gorgeous guy. I guess I'll agree. But I'm like, just because for one, when you talking wealth and money, actors and actresses are not the people that are wealthy. The people writing their checks are the wealthy ones.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? The people whose family invented the blender is wealth. What's her name? Her mom.
I don't know her mom name, but
Marjorie.
Mm-hmm.
Steve Harvey's wife.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't get together until she was she was probably in her 40s or something like that.
Yeah, it was late.
Probably in her 40s, and
helped Steve Harvey grow to who he is today. Mm-hmm. So why is it just annoyed me that these dudes were saying like she will never be able to get somebody because by the time she gets successful, she ain't gonna be able to find nobody in her caliber. What?
Yeah. So that's what I'm saying. Nowadays,
I know we don't switch subjects. That just annoyed me. That was the conversation me and him had the last time we seen each other. We just met back up. That just annoyed me for them to be like she can't do better just because she ain't with this movie star or whatever. And she's successful herself. It ain't like she need him.
Yeah. And she's been with other guys that are more successful than him already.
Right.
Yeah. So, their argument was that she will start making more money and become more successful. And then the pool of men that she would want to be with will shrink because of how wealthy she would be. So, that's what the argument was. Mm-hmm. And she should have been with Michael B. Jordan right now because he's the caliber of man she needs right now, and then they can grow together. Right. Yeah.
But I put the same argument on Jay-Z and Beyonce. Back when he first approached her.
Yeah. What they're talking about is what they're stating is assumptions.
Right.
You don't know what she's gonna be doing.
Right. They have no idea.
Who she gonna run into. It won't be neither one of them guys that was on that podcast. That's what they mad about.
They ain't gonna have nobody like her.
Yeah.
I can promise you that. Anyway. This is annoying. I hate that I even brought it up, that their argument about it, but it's annoying.
But that's a good example. Women, you don't have to feel obligated to be with a guy because he's
That's why I brought it up. Because he's wealthy or he's the breadwinner or whatever he is. You ain't got to be obligated.
Or he got clout or whatever, and you're like, oh, I never going to find another guy. Whatever. You have so much time and so many more opportunities to become wealthy, rich,
right?
Have more clout than him, than that guy.
Whoever he is, there are 100,000 more just like him.
Simple as that.
Keep your head up on that point. And don't look back to our last episode. Don't stifle or, you know, be subdued or what's the word? Suppress who you are, your strengths and your abilities just because you're looking for a man. You find somebody that can either accept that or help you grow and keep it pushing.
Yep. Exactly. Yeah. And if he cheats on you, Don't feel like you have to forgive this dude.
Yeah. Cheat on him and leave.
Yeah. Get back and go.
Yeah.
You better get gone fast though, cause these dudes are crazy. Yeah.
Now they are. But we're gonna go ahead and roll out because thank our veteran in the other room done started a different podcast. I don't know if y'all can hear it or not. But anyway, thank y'all for tuning in to another episode of Let Us Tell It. Again, I'm Marcus Tanksley. Was you about to say something?
Nope, I'm just getting prepared.
I'm Marcus Tanksley. You can find me on, I'm Tank. You can find me on Instagram, Marcusin on the gram, Facebook, and Marcusin on the book. You can find Man Shit, that's my beard and body butter, at manshyt.com. You can find this podcast across all podcast platforms. So make sure y'all like it, subscribe, please. Mm-hmm. Share it and all that jazz. Download it, please, please, please. And if y'all do that stuff and support this, y'all can help all of this grow into something bigger and better. And and if you're listening, you can also watch it on YouTube at Tanksley TV and just look for Let Us Tell It. Go ahead, Goose.
You can catch me on Instagram at GOOLZBY, on YouTube at Building with Goose. And you can buy my merch at underreptmerch.com.
But anyway, fam, y'all have a good one. I'll check back in with y'all next time.
All right.